Now, more Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
There's a lot to get into as far as USU Eastern Athletics are concerned. Of course, the basketball seasons are off and rolling, but what makes it so exciting is we're in the middle of November and we still have volleyball going on, and we got a lot more to get to as well. Last night, the Lady Eagles punched their ticket to the national tournament. They'll be heading to Tennessee here in just about a week and a half, as they are not only district champions, but also conference champions overall. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have Coach Danielle Jensen over the phone right now. Coach, thank you again for taking out the time. It's great to get you on today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I love talking with you, and it's always more fun when you guys are just, you're crossing things off the list. And that was kind of the conversation that you and I had last time, gearing up for the conference tournament, because you had won the conference outright. And the next step was to win the conference tournament. You guys did that, and then you win the play-in game last night at home. I know we use the word historical, it seems like, every time I talk with you, but it's because you guys are accomplishing firsts again and again and again.
Yes, yeah, it has been so awesome the last couple weeks to be able to reach our goals and do things that we've been trying to do for years now. And so it's been pretty exciting to see what this team has done and what they continue to do, and what hopefully we go deep into the national tournament and do some amazing things there.
If we go back and look at the process of this, Coach, I know winning the conference outright was an accomplishment in itself, but it doesn't really matter if you don't win the conference tournament itself, right? I mean, you really put the at-large bid in the hands of people who maybe aren't too familiar with the program, or maybe haven't even watched the program. I think that's always the concern, right? Specifically in rural areas. And you guys got rid of all that doubt. I mean, you erased all of that.
Yes, we decided this year that we were just going to take matters into our own hands and just finish it. In years past, we've always waited for a bid to get us into the tournament, and some years it's worked and some years it hasn't. And a lot of it depends on how the other teams do nationally, and if there's upsets, and who ends up punching their ticket, who is ahead of us in the rankings to get a bid. And there's just too many things that, play into it. And we just wanted to eliminate that this year. And, the last couple of years they changed it. Last year was the first year that it changed to having this district game. Because in the past, if you won the conference, that's where you punched your ticket. And now it's whoever takes first or second. So once you get first, pass that semifinal game, you have that district play off game. And so that first game for us at the tournament was huge. It was huge at the moment, but then we had to put it on the back burner so that we could take care of the conference tournament, and then we were able to focus on it again.
Yeah, how difficult was that to kind of maneuver, navigate all the way through the conference tournament? You know, you're going to play some outstanding teams. We know how difficult the conference is. But immediately after getting that win, it's not like you guys had a ton of time to celebrate. I mean, you had to shift your focus to a team that's ranked inside the top 20 nationally. So, I mean, that was probably, that's a lot of competition in a very short period of time.
Yes, yeah, and it was crazy. We played CSI the Wednesday night, and you want to celebrate, but it's just right back to work, and we had to get ready for that championship game, and that was a tough game, and then turn around and have to play on Monday. And so it's been a lot of high-level games, pressure, stress, excitement. I mean, it has been amazing the last week, exhausting. But we just take it a game at a time, and that's all we focus on is what's right in front of us, and then we worry about the other stuff as it comes. So,
it was a clean sweep last night, but if we go back to the championship round against Snow College, that wasn't the case. That's the first time that the girls have been tested in a very, very long time. Took you guys five sets to get rid of a pesky Snow College team that they didn't want to die. They didn't want to go away.
Yeah, no, they put up a great fight, and it was a great game. I think one of the things, our girls came out really strong in those first two sets. And even in the third set, we were up by quite a bit, and they just let their guard down, and do that at this level. And so I think it was a good lesson for them. It took them a second to flip a switch again and get back into it. And then that fifth set, you know, they came alive again. But definitely not with the teams in our conference or at this level do you want to get comfortable and think that you've taken care of it until it's finished.
I think it's proof for any of the analytical nerds that don't want to ever... They don't ever want to give credence to the idea of momentum, right? Everything's by the numbers. I think that this particular game kind of pinpoints that no, momentum is a real thing because we saw multiple momentum shifts in that conference championship.
Oh, for sure. With volleyball, it's so much momentum. It's crazy what it can do. And I don't know, even last night's game, we had moments where they were just kind of going through the motions. It was a slower game than what they're used to, and it caught up to them in that second set. It was a lot harder set than the first and the third because, you know, Arizona Western got some momentum. They got some energy on their team, and if you don't stop it and stop those runs really fast, then it takes a minute to get going again. And so for volleyball, every point you're either – bringing momentum or you're losing it, or, you know, it changes so quickly.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Danielle Jensen of the USU Eastern women's volleyball team, who just punched their ticket to the national tournament last night with a win. Coach, this might be a dumb question, but was there a win that provoked maybe a little bit more enthusiasm, be it the conference championship or last night's game, or were they both pretty equal? Or are you guys getting to the point where you go out and you expect to win? It was like, yeah, okay, we did what we were supposed to do. Does that question make sense?
Yes. Yeah, no, that's a good question. And honestly, every game so far, especially here at the end, has been different. The championship game to win the tournament, if you can ask the girls, you can ask the coaching staff, it was awesome, and we were so excited, but there was a lot of stress and pressure that we felt with that game. Winning it, you know, was just something that it was a goal. It was on our list of things to do. It's been on my list of things to do since I started here. And so we just wanted to take care of business and win it. And it was almost like climbing up a hill and, you know, especially going five sets and we're going up and finally you reach the top. And I just can't even tell you how emotional that was. I think some people were probably like, why is she so emotional? But the work that's gone into it, and especially this season, but since I started, it's just something that we've been working for. And so that one was a little bit different than the one last night. The one last night was just excitement and just, like, finally again, like, we did it, and it was fun. They were a little bit more relaxed on that game, and it, I don't know. All of them were, they were all exciting, but they definitely had two different feels to them.
If you're a spectator, you don't necessarily think or see the process, and you know, that's one of the things. I understand you getting so emotional, Coach, because of the process that it has taken to get to this point. I think sometimes that gets overlooked by spectators, by fans, sometimes by analysts. I think that gets overlooked, and when you live it, when you go through it, you don't take it for granted, and that's what you guys have done with this program.
Yeah, oh, for sure, and this year especially. You know, last year was a good eye-opener for me in that, you know, we didn't get to go to nationals, and we ended up taking third, and there were some things that happened that were out of our hands, but from that moment last year when we lost, I just made up my mind that it wasn't going to happen again, and that next year was going to be different, and we hit spring, and we got to work, and I can't even tell you the process, the work that went in, the changes, the looking within myself, the players looking at themselves, like just doing an entire gut check, I think, with everything that we're doing. And to see those things actually working and, you know, doing things differently than what I've done before and it working, it's been so cool to watch the change in the process. And it's a lot of work. It's the most work I think that we've ever put in. And so it's been pretty rewarding here at the end.
I don't think there's any doubt when you play on the grandest of stages, you know, as a coach, what's missing, right? So you guys have gotten to this national tournament before, coach, and I'm sure you were able to sit back, you know, on the flight home or the way home and say, okay, this is where our shortcomings are. This is where we don't stack up with these other teams nationally. It appears to me that you have fixed a lot of those things this year. Is that accurate? And if so, where is this team different from a previous team that has gone to the national tournament?
Yeah, for sure. Every year we're evaluating, and every year, you know, the goal is to recruit better than what you lose. And so, you know, the players that move on or are done. And so, yeah, every year we're trying to move things around. And it's tricky at this level because you have players coming and going so often compared to, you know, like the NCAA level where you've got them for 4 years. And so it's a little bit trickier trying to keep them and get them to the level, and then you get them to the level and then they leave. And so, you know, physically it was one thing I knew exactly. I've known what we've needed. And you know, as far as the offense, the defense, you know, we figured all of that out. But one of the things that has been the biggest thing that we've been able to change is the mental side of the game and the way that we've worked with that side and the processes that we do. And you know, if I've got them physically, that's fantastic, but if I don't have them mentally, it doesn't matter. And so we put a lot of work in, not only on the physical side, but like I said, the mental side, the training side, the processes that we do every single day. And I think that's what pushed us over the edge from where we've been in years past.
Yeah, I don't want to jump the gun here, coach, but as it sunk in that this right here is a potential national championship team, you guys are on that level, because that's not something that we get every day within this athletics department.
Yeah, it's been kind of surreal. I don't know. There are moments, you know, we're in practice or we see games and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is fantastic. But we just have to stay focused and know that our goals are within reach, and we take it one day at a time, one game at a time. And, you know, the girls still know that there are things, even in these last three practices, that we have to figure out before we hit that national stage. But they're a tough team to beat, and when they get going and they play together and they're playing their game, they're going to be hard to beat. And so I'm excited to see what they do and how deep we can go and hopefully bring home a title. And I mean, that would be amazing. So
I'm definitely looking forward to it, coach. I know it's going to be a very exciting week, especially with the bracket reveal. Congratulations on everything that you guys have accomplished so far, and I can't wait to talk more with you as we get a little bit closer to the national tournament, coach. Thank you again.
Okay, thank you so much.
Great stuff as the USU Eastern Lady Eagles inch a little bit closer to a national championship. We'll find out tomorrow what the bracket looks like, and of course, we'll talk about it right here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to pause for just a moment. It is Football Tuesday, and we'll start breaking down Week 10 of the NFL season, which came to a close last night with the Dolphins physically manhandling the Rams. That game was not as close as the final score would indicate. Football Tuesday coming up when we return.